What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
Paul, I appreciate you taking the time to hop on and lend your perspective.
Thanks for having me.
No doubt about it. I guess first question out of the box. We heard the explanation. We played it here from Amy Adams. Why do you think Mike Vrabel got the boot as head coach of the Tennessee Titans?
Well, on its face, it's the record, 6-18 in the last 24. But the roster's really bad. And she fired John Robinson as the GM just 13 months ago. So he was the guy responsible for the roster. A lot of first-round misses, some really bad roster construction, the A.J. Brown trade. So, 13 months later, she's unhappy again, and that's pretty quick. So Rand Carthon's the new GM last year, collaborative process, neither of them with final say. Clearly, there's some degree of them not getting along, though Carthon denied that today. But Carthon made it sound like everything was hunky-dory between the two of them and said he had no input into the firing. It was strictly the owner. And so it seems to me she's being a little flighty and impatient there. Team was bad. Roster's bad. They got a lot of digging out to do, no matter who the head coach is, and I think they're going to be hard-pressed to do better than Mike Vrabel.
Paul Kuharsky is joining us here, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You talk about Rand Carthon coming on and Mike Vrabel now being let go just about a year after the fact. Do you think that that was always a possibility, that if they had another losing season that he'd be getting a hook so fast?
I wouldn't have thought it when she basically picked Vrabel over Robinson and seemed to understand that the roster was a problem. I wonder if she's listening to the loud Twitter fans a little bit too much, who obviously call for a coach's head when things aren't going too well. I think any coach would have had a difficult time with this roster. Yeah. There's very few stars on this team. Derrick Henry running behind a terrible offensive line. The quarterback was knocked out 3 times. Ryan Tannehill once, and Will Levis twice. DeAndre Hopkins, a fine addition late at wide receiver. Jeffrey Simmons, a very good defensive tackle, but he didn't finish the season hurt. They traded Kevin Byard, who had dropped off. And beyond that, it's hard to find stars. Harold Landry was coming back from a torn ACL and got back to himself late. But this roster, go to people around the league, people can't name people on this team. And sometimes that's the case because it's a small market team that doesn't get a lot of attention. But this year it's reasonably because there aren't very good players to be ignored by people around the country.
Without a shadow of a doubt, it was rather surprising when they made it to the AFC Championship game in the 2019 season, and it seemed to be off the back of Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill's ability to, run play action off of his back. And so as we move forward, knowing that the roster has its deficiencies, what the hell could they possibly do with head coach? I mean, is Carthon going to look to some of his old 49er buddies? Because you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody with the playing resume and coaching resume of Vrabel.
Yeah, Vrabel's a winner, and I think the roster was the obstacle to Vrabel continuing to be a winner. I think that they'll look to a young offensive guy, off the Cincinnati roster, Houston, Bobby Slowick, he knows from San Francisco, but it might be early for him. Ben Johnson, obviously a hot property in Detroit. I would think they'd be looking for a guy like that. Frank Smith, maybe not quite as young from the Miami coaching tree there with McDaniels. But being a defensive head coach is a tough slog, because if your offensive coordinator is good, he gets hired for a head coaching job like Arthur Smith did. And if he's bad, you've got a major problem because you're on the defensive side of the ball. So the Titans have been kind of stuck with that, with Vrabel. And I would expect them, and I think they should, be looking for an offensive head coach here.
Paul Kuharsky is joining us here, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Correct me if I'm wrong. It seems like the Tennessee Titans are looking for a new, fresh head coach who would be a little bit more of a yes man, no?
Well, I certainly think they're looking for a guy who's less but look, Mike Vrabel's a very affable guy. He's a good conversationalist and very good with people. But he can be brusque, and I think the next guy's going to be overall more pleasant in all situations in the name of collaboration. And I think there's cause to suspect that Mike Vrabel, his brusque side, probably came out in some situations with Rand Carthon as they were charged with collaborating to put this team together. And I don't know much about Rand Carthon. He didn't let himself be known very much this year, but he's certainly a very affable guy who I doubt showed his teeth much.
When you think about the past year, what leads you to say that he hasn't been available? Has he not had press conferences with the press, with the media? Was he been hiding in the shadows? Explain.
Yeah, no, the Titans organization throughout Mike Vrabel's 6 years let Mike Vrabel take every bullet. When John Robinson, who was Mike Vrabel's boss, got fired, Mike Vrabel had the press conference to discuss it. You know, every bad thing that happened, John Robinson stepped out once in a while, and he was a stand-up guy and came out and took the blame for things that he was connected to. Rand Carthon held what I think is a mandatory availability sometime in the spring or summer connected to OTAs, and we never saw him again.
Oh, wow.
To take any of the heat connected to any of the stuff connected to a really, really bad season. Mike Vrabel was out there fending off all of the criticism and absorbing it and being a stand-up guy.
Paul Kuharsky is joining us, covers the Tennessee Titans. It'll be very interesting to see what happens with Rand Carthon moving into the future over the next year or two, since it appears that Amy Adams has her finger on the trigger. That he would be next in line if this team falters, or if Will Levis doesn't prove to be the guy? Like, how much longer do we got to wait? This seems like a full rebuild.
Well, you know, teams have rebuilt pretty quickly. We've seen Houston turn things around very quickly. And there are a couple teams every year that seem to go from really bad to pretty good. So I'm not going to say the Titans need multiple years. We've seen it done. But I will say, with regard to Carthon, Amy Adams Strunk tends to pick one of her two guys, you know, and it's getting quick. You know, she went, she was a Mike Mularkey person, and then John Robinson came in and she became a John Robinson person. And then she became a Mike Vrabel person, and now she's a Rand Carthon person. So as soon as they hire a new head coach, I think the clock starts ticking on Rand Carthon.
A final question for you, Paul, here. We heard from Derrick Henry and Taylor Lewan about just how appreciated and respected Mike Vrabel is. What do you think his next stop is? Is he taking a year off? Has he got the pick of the litter here? What do you think happens next for him?
I don't think he takes a year off. I think he really likes the juice and the energy of being in the middle of things. I think he'll be a popular candidate, and he should be a popular candidate. Like, I think Atlanta would be lucky to have him. But I imagine that the New England job's pretty appealing to him, if they move on from Belichick, which I expect they will, that Robert Kraft would, you know, pair him with a personnel guy that he likes and knows and trusts, and that he would have, you know, just the right amount of hand in personnel decisions that he wants. And, you know, they've got a high first-round pick there to get themselves a quarterback and a good amount of cap money, just like the Titans have. And I would expect him to have success up there with the whole region rooting for a favorite son to be the guy that resurrects a storied franchise. But, you know, I think if he was with the Chargers or the Falcons, he could bring one of those teams to new heights pretty quickly. If he's with the Chargers, I'd see him in the playoffs very easily with Justin Herbert and a rebuild next year.
Yeah, everybody loves a good story. It'd be very interesting if he won another Super Bowl. This would be number 4 with the New England Patriots if he became their head coach. Hey, Paul, I appreciate you taking the time to hop on the line. Where can people follow you and all of your amazing work?
Well, follow me on Twitter. I'm not calling it X, at PaulKuharskiNFL.com. And you could read some about all of this stuff going on at PaulKuharski.com.
Hey, Paul, thank you so much. We'll be staying tuned as to what goes on with this wild decision that came down the pipe. Not all that surprising, just very interesting. I don't think it's the smartest of moves. You be well and you be safe, Paul. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
No doubt about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. What do you think about Mike Vrabel getting the boot as head coach of the Tennessee Titans? And, you know, where should he go? Yeah, I think Bill Belichick is still on the clock. I think it's going to take multiple meetings and hashing out the proper exit. But you tell me that Vrabel going up to New England wouldn't be the best possible scenario for him. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. I want to fill you in on Jameis Winston and his ridiculous decision. Might be facing a little bit of a punishment. We'll talk more about Belichick, who I guess is twisting in the wind.